Yeah, all morning you've heard KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross bring you details on when the affordability of shelter, so what we pay for rent or a mortgage, is going to come back to a level that a lot of us longtime Valley residents are used to. And dare I say it, never. At least not to the days of when the Phoenix Metro was considered one of the most affordable places to live. I think those days are gone forever. Data shows housing affordability is getting worse in the Valley. Based on numbers from Information Market and Freddie Mac, the Valley average monthly mortgage payment, $2,800. Real Data Incorporated says average market rent monthly is $1,600. Of course, we've got an explosive population growth here in the Valley. Not enough homes being built. Interest rates are high. So, you know, home prices are up. And so's the cost of getting a mortgage, right? And economist Jim Rounds explains how high rents and mortgage payments are eating up people's paychecks.
Somebody used to spend on average 32% of their income on housing. Now they're spending 36. Well, if you're a lower income individual, if you're making less than $40,000 a year, for example, you might be spending closer to 48% of your income on housing.
Wow. Half of your income on housing. That is so out of whack from where it's supposed to be. But Jim Rounds is hopeful rents are going to start coming down.
We're likely to start seeing apartment prices come down as we continue to build more. That's got to be one of the focuses of the government entities and developers. We need more multifamily housing, and it needs to be affordable. It's going to get back to some basic supply and demand. We need to build more.
But he tells our Jim Cross that this is going to take a team effort to help with affordability. Now, coming up in just a little while, KTAR reporter Colton Krolak is going to tell you about how the Phoenix Metro is number one for what's known as single-family rentals. These are build-to-rent homes, not apartments, but houses that are built specifically to rent, and how they may be one of the things that help us achieve more affordability here in the Valley. I do know that, you know, everybody wants homes built that you can buy, right? But at a time when a lot of people just can't afford that, I mean, this seems to make sense, right? I don't know. Well, we'll sort through that in a little bit. But first, if you are able to afford a place that has a backyard, will you be able to afford Easter eggs to put in it? Yeah. Because there's a story at KTAR.com with the headline, Egg Prices Stay Near Historic Highs Ahead of Easter. There, a lot of places in the world, as a matter of fact. And it's the second year in a row that we have faced sticker shock ahead of Easter and Passover, which are both occasions in which eggs play prominent roles. And so what's to blame? Well, first off, disease. We had those avian flu outbreaks in 2020 and 2021 and in 2022. In fact, in that year alone, more than 131 million poultry died worldwide, and outbreaks are continuing. They're not at those same levels they were earlier, but even when the avian flu dissipates, it can take a long time for egg markets to settle, and takes a long time for a farm, like 3 to 6 months, to replenish a flock. So that's an issue. You've got high demand going on right now. Right? That always drives prices up. And growing costs for farmers. Now, this is where inflation plays a part. Yeah, you have to inflate your egg prices as you take them to market because it costs you more to produce those eggs. And that's because it costs more to buy the equipment and build the hen houses and all these other things, you know, that go around with, you know, making eggs. And the chickens have to get paid more, right? Isn't that how it works with inflation, too? No, I guess it doesn't. We did discover something a little earlier, though. I was kind of joking with Peter Seymour, who's in for Jamie West this morning, about how, you know, he doesn't have to pay these high egg prices right now because you know, your Easter comes in a few weeks.
Yeah,
because you're Orthodox.
Yeah, so we calculate things a bit differently based on the old calendar and the new calendar. I'll spare you the details. But what it really means for me this year is that we'll be able to buy Easter candies and chocolates on April 1st and 2nd at 50 to 75% off.
That's right.
We just need to save them in a cool, dry place,
yeah.
And we'll be able to feast on May 5th.
And you got 5 weeks to decide when to buy eggs, too. Because, like, oh, they appear to have bottomed out. Let's buy them now, honey.
I hope that the prices come down by about May 4th.
Yeah.
So we can, you know, hard-boil them and color them. them and so on and so forth.
Well, no matter how much it costs you, I hope your precious little girl, she's so cute.
Thank you.
Ends up having just an awesome Easter.
I think she will. She's excited for it.
Yeah, although it would mean melted chocolate eggs in the yard by the time your Orthodox Easter gets here.
That's for sure. 100-something degrees. Yeah. The fridge for sure.